Second World War veteran Lucy shares her memories. 101-year-old Second World War veteran has shared her memories of her family's sacrifices, honouring the men and women who died in combat. Lucy Brown from Didcot experienced an early tragedy when her father died young after inhaling mustard gas during the First World War. She said his death in his 40s left a lasting mark on her and inspired her decision to sign up in 1939 as part of the British Army's Auxiliary Territorial Service as the Second World War erupted. 80 years after she left the ATS in 1945, Mrs. Brown wore her poppy with pride as the nation congregated to honour the sacrifices of men and women in combat on Remembrance Sunday. She said, "I was very young when my father bravely fought for his country, but I've always known the price he paid, and I've carried his example with me all my life. I was determined to make my own contribution, so I trained to be part of the ATS, where it was our job to support the army. I worked at Vauxhall Barracks in logistics and settled in Didcot after the war. Someone had to do it, and I have always felt a deep sense of duty, so I was proud to enlist." Mrs. Brown found love with her husband, Ron Derman, a Royal Engineer who served too. She believes it's vital to keep sharing stories like theirs with younger generations. She said, "Ron was part of Operation Dynamo, the mission to evacuate soldiers from the beaches of Dunkirk. He and his regime took a perilous journey from Lille to Dunkirk, and he eventually made it home aboard an oil tanker. I think it's important to keep remembering what happened and what we all went through. You can tell people about it, but they can't really imagine what it was like. Nobody can take my memories away. Remembrance Day is for everyone who served and to honour their memories." This year, Oxford Manor Care Home's wellbeing coordinator, Kate Prince, laid wreaths at two remembrance services in Harwell and Didcot on behalf of Mrs. Brown and her fellow residents.